tonight in the South. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Suspected tornadoes touching down in Louisiana and Mississippi and the threat of more storms over the next few hours.
The tornado watch is extended till 6 o'clock in the morning for areas in Alabama, but we also have the tornado watch for pretty much all of northern Mississippi as well as northern portions of Louisiana where it's also a particularly dangerous situation.
Meteorologist Marissa Torres at Fox Weather. Some homes reported damage by the storms in Choctaw County in Mississippi. The flu season arrived early, and it's getting worse. According to the Centers for Disease Control, more than 2,900 people, including a dozen children, have died from the flu in the last 2 months. An estimated 53,000 people have been hospitalized for the flu so far this season. The CDC says that hospitalization rate is higher this year than in any year since the 2010-2011 flu season. With 12 Republicans voting yes, the Senate has passed a bill that would guarantee a right to same-sex and interracial marriage in federal law. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Passing this bill is our chance to send a message to Americans everywhere. No matter who you are or who you love, you too deserve dignity and equal treatment under the law.
The bill goes next to the House, which is expected to pass it easily. The House could vote as early as Wednesday on a bill to impose a settlement on rail unions to avoid a rail strike next week. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says this ought not be a congressional function.
We're just weeks away from the busiest season of the entire year of Christmas. And our whole infrastructure can shut down based upon this administration's negotiation with the rail, this pro-union individual who has failed once again, and he's asking government to step in.
A tentative agreement was reached with the 12 rail unions in September, but the rank and file of four of the unions have refused to ratify it. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
The Biden administration is being criticized over a comment made about Twitter.
The White House taking heed for remarks that the press secretary made on Monday regarding Twitter, with Elon Musk now at the helm.
We're all keeping a close eye on this. We're all monitoring what's currently occurring.
Republicans were quick to react, with House Judiciary GOP tweeting, "Why is the Biden White House scared of the First Amendment and Elon Musk?" House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said he takes personal offense to the comments made at the briefing room podium about keeping an eye on the platform. For their part, the White House argues that the social media companies in general have a responsibility to prevent users from inciting violence.
Fox's Kevin Cork. He made no final statement. Convicted cop killer Kevin Johnson was put to death on Missouri's death row Tuesday evening for the 2005 rage killing of a police officer whom he had erroneously blamed for his younger brother's death. Alabama says it will not seek another lethal injection date for Alan Miller, the inmate whose September execution was halted when medical technicians couldn't start an IV after trying for more than an hour. The state has agreed to never again try to use lethal injection on Miller. They've had three delayed executions since 2018. A New Hampshire man finds gold in the garbage. That means he can go home again.
Kevin Butler didn't notice that his wife had just cleaned her wedding and engagement rings and wrapped them in a napkin to dry. He tossed out the napkin and took the trash to the transfer station in nearby Windham. Several hours later, Butler was made aware of his mistake and, with the help of several sanitation workers and excavation equipment, began looking for what was essentially a needle in a 20-ton garbage haystack. Lucky for Butler and perhaps his marriage, he found the two rings under some carrot and sweet potato peelings still wrapped inside the napkin. Tom Graham, Fox News.
I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.